Up to 20 million people could see their credit score rise. Tomorrow, the three major credit rating services will change what documentation they'll require about tax liens and civil judgments. So, could you be among those who will see a bump in a credit score? Jill Gonzalez of consumer finance website WaltHub is back with us and has the details. Hi, Jill.
Hi there. Thanks for having me back.
Good to talk to you. I mean, for a lot of people, you know, 10 points, maybe even 20 points could be a very big deal. But why is this happening?
This is actually a push from the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So this is going to help those that really need it most. Those with a credit score of below 600 will be most likely to see these changes actually affect them.
So well below the average of what, almost 700?
Correct.
What exactly is going to be required to have these tax liens and civil judgments removed? What's changing with the three major credit reporting agencies?
So now both of those things must have your name, address, and either date of birth or social security number. They also must be updated every 90 days. So that's a shorter period than in the past. And now any civil judgments or tax liens that say are missing your address or are missing your date of birth are automatically dropped from your report. And that then leads to that increase in your credit score.
Any sense on how many tax liens, how many of these judgments will just kind of go poof tomorrow?
100% of civil judgments will be removed. So that's definitely good news if you have a civil judgment on your report, and more like 60% of tax liens will be removed.
And for people who may be wondering, well, what exactly would a civil judgment entail? What are we talking about?
When we're talking about civil judgments, we're seeing that you've lost a lawsuit or the judge has ordered you to pay a debt for which you were sued. So that is what that civil judgment would be. And that essentially tells potential lenders that the government is first in line for your disposable income. So there's less left for credit card or loan payments.
And for tax liens, are we talking about on houses or what are we talking about?
It's usually against a house or a car. So that turns physical property into collateral for an unpaid tax obligation.
And about 60% of those will go away too?
Yes.
So at this point, how many points do you expect on average that someone who has a credit score below 600 might see happen tomorrow?
So because your credit score really does take a look at around five or six different components, this is just one of them. So if you're looking at your Vantage score, that will increase your score about 10 points on average. FICO will see a bump of 20 points or less in most cases.
But for a lot of people, though, that can be just enough to move them into a slightly better position, isn't it?
Exactly. That can put you from very bad to bad credit to bad credit to fair credit, et cetera. So anyone, you know, with a score below 600 has around a 15 to 35% chance of seeing some type of improvement.
There may be a lot of people, though, who don't even know what those scores are. There are several services, and I know on yours, too, there's a way of finding out your credit score. How often should somebody be checking?
You should be checking monthly if you can. I mean, at least your credit report, one out of four of those actually have some type of inaccuracy on them. So just making sure that everything is correct on your report is really a quarter of the battle here. And bumping something off that is inaccurate, again, can increase your score pretty much overnight.
Isn't that quite a battle, though, to get something off your credit report?
Not necessarily. You know, it's really as much as either calling up the creditor that has that inaccurate information directly or calling up the bureau who can then step in. Other than that, it's kind of a waiting game of 30 to 90 days to see it fall off, and then you'll see that score increase.
Which is better, calling the creditor directly or calling one of the agencies?
It's usually the creditor that is at fault, so I would say that is the most direct route to go.
And then, of course, it's a waiting game, as you say, to see whether or not that actually comes off or not. Is there a better way of approaching them when you're asking them to change something that's on your credit report?
I would say, you know, try to call up and get a real person rather than going through an online portal, which you can certainly do both of those ways. You know, I think that multiple approaches are better than one here, but really talking to someone, getting someone on the phone, I think puts them a little bit more accountable for actually removing the inaccuracy to begin with.
And in general, Jill, how are credit scores doing in the United States? I mean, we hear that people have kind of gone back to spending a lot more and not saving as much as they should and racking up credit debt again. How are those scores doing in you know, relative to how much spending is going on?
As a whole, credit scores are at their highest point since the Great Recession right now. Now, we know that as consumers, but also people like the Federal Reserve know that, and because of that, we'll start to see interest rates kind of tick up, and that's where we get into this vicious cycle. Because we're a little bit more confident, because we have a better standing than we did about a decade ago, we're spending more, and any debt that we have is now becoming that much more expensive.
I hear you saying that we are making ourselves ripe for another situation, obviously not to the depths of what we saw in 2008 or so, but that we're starting this off again.
Yeah, I mean, not only are credit scores at their highest point, which is great, but credit card debt levels are at their highest point since the recession as well, which is not great. And unfortunately, we're not paying off those debts as quickly as we were right after the recession. So we're now back into spending instead of paying down and saving.
So we've kind of got complacent, oh, it's just a little bit that I'll pay every month, as opposed to really understanding how much money you're losing by not paying off your credit card every month and making sure you're not spending any more than you can pay off every month.
Exactly. And there are certain credit cards that are really motivating against that. The Citi Double Cash Card is one where it gives you 1% cash back when you buy something, and also 1% cash back on top of that when you pay your bill in full. So I think little things like that can really help to train consumers to at least be paying things off in full.
How much of this is age dependent? I mean, people who may be better at it because they've been on the planet a little longer.
Well, when we're looking at credit scores, length of credit is actually about 15% of your total score. So the longer you've been alive, the longer you've had a mortgage or an open credit card, the better for your score. So that is one thing I think where age is certainly helpful.
And is there any correlation with those who are at that 600 threshold who may see that bump tomorrow and what age group they're in?
Not from our research.
Okay, well, still, it's good news for anyone who's going to see their score increase because of what will be changed at the three major credit reporting agencies. Thanks so much for the time today. Good to talk to you.
Anytime. Happy 4th.
You too. Jill Gonzalez is a consumer finance expert and a financial literacy advocate. She's the spokesperson for the website Wallet Hub. Their article is on our Facebook page, The Conversation.